Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 206 Block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The average Rio, the poet, the MC, from Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip hop.
And welcome once again. Welcome once again to, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That man stands for Music Activism and News. That's Music Activism and News. Wow, I'm looking at the phone lines. I'll be getting to that 216-205, followed by 216-855, followed by 216-288. And the reason that I'm going to let you all know that, give you all just a maybe 1 or 2 minutes before I start going to the phones, is I want to let everybody know that, of course, this is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That man stands for Music Activism and News. This is Chapter 2, Verse 26. That's Chapter 2, Verse 26. The number here, which everybody can reach us with, is 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number one, you can press 1 to talk. We are worldwide. We're worldwide, so the lines are so full that at Blog Talk Radio, sometimes lines cross over. So you might not even press that one key. You might want to just listen to the whole show on your phone line. You can do that. So if I come to you and you don't want to say anything, just hold the line. I'll put you back on hold, and you can finish up the rest of the program. That's number one. Number two, and I'm giving you time enough to do this one. Since you will get information on this show, please have your pens, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for all the information you receive. So that's just another thing to let you all know. You should be ready because we do have a lot of information, a lot of things going on. And my second disclaimer, just like that press one to talk key, my disclaimer number two, you might hear something you don't like, but don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk Radio. You can call me direct and blame Boogie me at 646-478-0944. I will listen. And with that being said, we're going to go to, of course, 216-205. That's 216-205. You're on live this evening. What's going on?
What's going on, Sheriff? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you, brother?
I'm blessed. I wanted to make sure I called and show some support, as always. I'm going to request that, you know, Cleveland Banger to blame Boogie, blame it on Al Porter if you can't blame it on nobody else. And at the same time, we want to make sure we let everybody know to come on out Saturday. We're going to be partying in McCall's from 3 to 5 and, you know, showing a lot of love. So.
Oh, I appreciate you for that, man. I really do. We will be talking about some other things that happened the past week that we were definitely blessed to be a part of. So is there anything else you'd like to say this evening?
Oh, I was just saying that a lot of people hit me today and said they saw us on TV. So I thought that was cool, and we want to give big ups to Sister Donna Brown for having that peace event. And, you know, a lot, it was, I think it was like 3 or 4 murders over just this weekend. So, you
right.
know, we definitely got to regroup and get back out this month and do that again. So, you know.
We will be doing that, and thanks a lot for calling in, and we'll get that track up for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
All right, thank you, brother. Of course, that's HJS Music. I'm going to go to, of course, 216-855. That's 216-855. You're on live. What's going on with you this fine evening?
Yes, I would like to request, I would like to hear Black House Sound.
You would like to hear Black House Sounds. I'm going to put that
yes.
VHS right down there. What else is going on with you this evening?
Nothing too much.
Then I'll tell you what, if you hold a line, we will get some Black House Sounds up for you.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. And as a matter of fact, we're going to just keep things going in a nice, orderly good orderly direction and go to 216. I'm looking at 216-254. That's 216-254. You're on live. What's going on with you this fine evening?
Hey, Brother Al Porter, this is Cheryl Wagner. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. What about yourself?
All is well, my friend. I just wanted to speak on one thing. They got a lot of safe houses we're trying to get together for women's, but I wanted to say that we should also get something for the men's and children, too. We don't want to leave the men's out because they need them, too. So I wanted to talk about that, you know, just put that out.
I thank you so much. And wait a minute now. That's the one thing I love. You always know when somebody is they believe in what they're doing and everything like that because they're very modest and very humble, which you're supposed to be. So I'm going to ask you, what is it that you do, your organization and all of that?
Well, Sisters and Sisters Ministry of Hope for all communities, we're out here just helping all communities, all wards, and we're fighting for what everybody else is fighting for, the children. We've got petitions going around to get prayer back in school, but we don't want to use the word prayer. We just want to use the word a moment of silence. So I met up with another young lady that's doing it on the west side. We're going to get together and put these petitions together and get them on out there before December. So they're going to be on the January ballot.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And if people want to get
thank
in touch
you.
With you, how can they?
Area code 216-254-9050, Cheryl Wagner, Sister to Sisters Ministry of Hope.
Thank you so much, and may you have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you, Al. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's a blessing in itself. And let's see what's going on with this 216 216- 888 phone number. That's 216-288. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. How are you this evening? Hey, that's 216-288. If you're just calling to hold on, we appreciate it. What we're going to do is play a track for you. We're going to go to the first request that we had, which was that Blame Boogie. And then we'll get into some Black House Sounds after we come back and see where Black House Sounds and a few other artists that you may have heard, how they're looking on the charts as well. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. You may dial in at 646-478-0944. When we come back, we'll give you some information of some other shows that are going on that you can be a part of. We'll also talk about a couple of things happening in the news, and we'll be right back after this.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 go brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street.
Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolatieri. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Please don't blame Mama Porter. As a matter of fact, this is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, and very shortly we will be going to 216-772. And then, of course, we'll be checking out the request that was made for Black House Sounds. I think I have just the song for you. Our top tracks from last week to this week, starting at number 10 and working our way to top track by request and all of that. Number 10 spot, Black House Sounds, still holding steady. Number 9, Karma Delane. Number 8, Michael Jackson from SIN Entertainment, Sacrifice is Necessary. Number 7, For the Good Times from Beat Effect. Number 6, Whatever, that debuted last week from 1008 Vision and HJS Music. Number 5, The Blame Boogie from HJS Music. Number 4, Big Legs from Emax, The Image, Varsity Music. Number 3, Trauma Unit from Swish Fam ENT from the Where's the Beef, the sequel. We'll be talking a little bit about what happened last Friday. Number 2, Donna Says from HJS Music. And number 1, that 137, the Swish Fam remix. Of course, Swish Fam ENT, Where's the Beef, the sequel. Of course, hosted by D187 from Urban Survival. Before I go to that 216772 number, I want to let people know that should you want to, that's why I say have things ready to take down information, get in for more shows. You can feel free at Blog Talk Radio to type in D-Gambit Radio. D-Gambit Radio. Or you can also type in Corrupt Radio. Separate show entirely. Separate show entirely. Or you can go and type in Bored and Restless Radio. Did you know you can even call in and do poetry there at some point? But you go to Blog Talk Radio, type it in. Also, before we do that, of course, that 216-772 phone number, I want to let people know that what they can do is check out this number. This number, this 646-478-0944 number that you dialed. Well, you can come in on a Wednesday for Hood Talk 2. Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Nationwide and international politics broke down to a local level. My man Emax the Image hosts that one. He, Andy B, Cheese, and then, of course, Hood Tunes Radio on Friday and Saturday. That's 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Music Business 101 and hooking up regional artists with nationwide artists. I need to go and see what's going on, of course, with that 216-772 phone number, and then I'll get right back and check out what's going on with 216-399. So 216-772, what's going on with you this evening?
Hey, Al, Don here. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. What about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear you. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the continuing cover-up of the Cleveland atrocity, the 137 shots fired by Cleveland police November 29th of last year.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's been okay. Well, I was at a safety committee meeting, as you know, on June 6th, and was put down by Councilman Jeff Johnson, who collaborated with another two councilmen, Kevin Conwell and Mike Porensic. And they decided they weren't going to let anybody else talk about the 137 shots, the police shooting of two unarmed African-American citizens on November 29th, Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams. So in my hand, I was next to speak, and in my hand I had a stack of petitions I was going to present to the safety committee regarding the recusal of the prosecutor off the case, because there's conflict of interest there, we feel, with his cozy relationship with the police union, accepting money, you know, for his campaign and that. So we don't want him to make decisions. We don't want Timothy McGinty to be making decisions about a deadly police chase, use of force in another community. I mean, God, the laws that were broken that night are so many, and they're covering it up. So Jeff Johnson, took the microphone from my hand, violently assaulted me, and I got a doctor bill. I got to turn into them now for over $300 because I had to get checked out after this assault. Okay, so I filed a police report, Al, on June 8th.
Got you.
Then nothing came of that. The prosecutor didn't pick up on that. Again, McGinty, he just ignored it. So I went to his office and filed a complaint so that they would pick it up. That was 3 weeks ago and 3 days now. Last Friday was 3 weeks. I still have not heard back. I got one phone call from the investigator. He said, we're looking at it. Now, Al, usually you walk in, they're supposed to make a decision. You walk in and make a prosecutor complaint. They're supposed to make a decision. Are we going to mediate this? Or are we going to prosecute? And that's supposed to happen the same day. Here it is over 3 weeks later, And I haven't heard back from these guys, you know. So I even called an attorney. I even called an attorney, and guess what? That attorney's scared too, I guess, because he hadn't returned my call. What is going on with this cover-up of police murdering people?
And I got you on that. As a matter of fact, I know I'll be talking about a couple of things that we were involved in last week. So I want to know from you, what do you feel should be done as far as citizens? Do you feel there's enough outrage? You've been doing this for years, so what's your take on it?
Al, I know the outrage is there, but we got to mobilize bigger, I guess. I mean, we got to take legal action, a little bit of both. You know, that's why I'm going to find an attorney that will handle this. And I've got an ally too, another non-practicing attorney in Cleveland who she wrote to Chief of Police McGrath, telling him what's going on. How come you haven't prosecuted this case against Jeff Johnson yet? You know, I mean, that's a side issue, but it's a cover. It's part of the cover-up. You know,
yes,
I mean,
it
it's not about me. It's about people getting killed. It ain't about me at all, you know. So legal action, we got to mobilize. You know, we got to follow up with what the plan is next. I mean, I'm not sure. It's crazy. I think we just need to get down and talk and plan and figure out what we can do next.
And I thank you so much for phoning in. And if you hold a line, we got a couple of things to get into on that. So thank you very much, Brother Don.
Let me try to find you on the web so I don't hold the line up. Okay, thank you.
You can listen by phone, so thank you, Brother
Don. Okay, I'll stay on for a minute. Go ahead. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, since we were doing this, I'm going to go to and see if 216-399 wants to add anything to this. 216-399, you're on live. Is there anything you'd like to say this evening? And if not, you might just want to hold and listen. So that's cool. We appreciate that. I'm going to prepare to play a song that was requested from Black House Sounds. But beforehand, I'll take at least maybe 2 minutes, 2 to 2.5 minutes, and say that it's City Hall last Tuesday. One of the mobilizing efforts that happened last week that I love, the 137 shots, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Revolution Books, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, the Ficker family who suffered when Daniel Ficker, their son, who was on in the city of Parma, and two police officers from Cleveland went, one that was off duty, went to accuse the young man of stealing something from a New Year's or a Christmas type of party. It was a party that happened on the west side, shot him dead outside of the home, and it's still been nothing but stonewall of silence coming from Cleveland and the investigation and everything like that. So the Ficker family came out there, as well as Ward 10 council candidate Donna Walker Brown and several others in groups, held up pop cans on the 137 shots atrocity. Of course, my man, my brother and all of this, Don Bryant, and took over the City Hall steps, marching inside the rotunda to make sure police brutality isn't and was not forgotten. So I want to thank all the news media that showed. Definitely got to thank Mama Porter as well as the Panthers who showed up, because as long as you don't keep this issue quiet and you keep going, that's one of the major things that has to be done. As a matter of fact, I want to push it out there and say the past Saturday evening, somebody called in earlier, Brother H brought that up, and I'm glad he did. You had, of course, the Unity Neighbors to Neighbor event that was held on East 146th in St. Clair, where Black on Black Crime Incorporated had spent long nights searching for Sherelle Deteri. And on this past Saturday, it featured performances by Black House Sounds, Rich Lucky, Ignatius, myself, S-I-N-E-N-T, H-J-S was doing the music. And we thank such people as Eastside, Major Taps, Oppressed People's Nation, 1008 Vision, Laura Cohen, Better Off, who at least showed up. And speakers included Pastor Williams from the, of course, Eastside, Pastor Medina from the West Side, Christine Wilson, Cheryl Wagner, who phoned in earlier, Assistant Chair of Safety Mike Palencic, and others who spoke. of course, Donald Walker Brown emceed that event. And we just want to thank Big Brother Rayshon, who helped me do the barbecue work, Channel 3 and 8, although Channel 3 showed it many times. And so, you know, we even gave away two R&B showcase tickets that happened at Cleveland State that night. So I want to definitely thank everyone who showed up. And for everybody on the lines waiting to hear Against the Grain, I just need to take a look and see what's going on real quick with this 216-854. Well, I'm glad 216-854 decided to call up with that weekly lullaby. So with that being said, let's go to Against the Grain, Black House Sounds, by request.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for it.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
Just in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, Blackout Sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened. My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lane, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed. I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight no fact. Cause when these rappers go and lie on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
And of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. 646-478-0944. This is like the festive hour. And that man in the street stands for music, activism, and news. And before I go to that 216-399 phone number, I want to let people know, give them a little bit of information, if I might, and, you know, let people know there are people out there doing things, such as female drivers are wanted and needed between the hours of 9 a.m. to 3 a.m. My Sister's Keeper and OPN, Oppressed People's Nation, have teamed up. And the reason being is because, like I say, My Sister's Keeper, Oppressed People's Nation, they're teaming up in the East Cleveland streets to make sure that ladies do not have to be out in the streets walking alone and all that type of thing. So from 9 a.m. In the morning to about 3 a.m., it can be certain things like that, and especially dealing with certain things from the 3 a.m. also back to around 7:30 or 8 a.m. in the morning. They're also looking for gentlemen to be out there to at least see what's going on and patrol the community. And for more information, you can go to Facebook, go to Oppressed People's Nation. You can also go to Shayna Bernard, and I'm going to spell that. S-H-A-I-N-N-A, last name B-E-R-N-A-R-D, also known as Shayna B. She's a hip-hop artist who cares about her community, and you will also be able to find out more information on the Safe Spot programs. So like they said, brothers are definitely needed. In a little while after I get the next phone call, I'm going to play a track, go into a couple of events that happened. From the Swish Fam, GBS Entertainment Live Concert, talk about the Imperial Avenue lawsuit, talk about the new ordinance given the Cleveland Clinic Police, basically some major rights that are unexpected, but right now I want to check out what's going on with that 216-399 phone number. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. How are we doing this evening?
Yes, sir. Good evening, my friend Al. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Wonderful. This is Pastor Medina from the West Side.
It's good to have you on. We have mentioned your name earlier.
Yes,
yes,
I was
we did.
Listening to the program.
I appreciate that.
I was listening
that.
To the program. I've been listening to it, and let me just say that I was very happy and blessed to be able to be with you last Saturday. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. I want to congratulate you for all the wonderful job that you're doing. And I also want to take this time. Hey, my pleasure, my pleasure. I also want to take this time to give a special announcement about upcoming event, September 5th.
Go ahead. What's going on September 5th, please?
Yes. Now, as you know, we are trying to work closer together, the west side and the east side, for many years. We have been kept separated and segregated. And as I've always said, this is only one city, the city of Cleveland. And both west side and east side, we have people who love this wonderful city. And we want to make this good city the great city that it can be. And we have an event coming up September 5th, which is in 2 weeks. It's Thursday, September 5th, from 5 in the afternoon to 9 p.m. And it's a barbecue cookout community. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you.
Hello?
Now. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna be a community cookout picnic on the park on Trent Park on the west side of Cleveland. Trent. That's T as in Tom, R as in Rob, E N T. The purpose for this event is that Trent Park is filled with drugs, gangs, and all sorts of violence. And for too long, the residents of that area have been afraid to go to that park. And what
wow.
we are doing is that we are doing an event, and we urge all of the residents to come, both from the west side and from the east side, because what we want to do is do the same thing on the east side, go to public places where the drug pushers and the prostitution have taken over, and as residents, it is our obligation to cast all fear to the side and take back what rightfully belongs to us. So what we're doing is that we are inviting all of the residents to come out and support this event. There's going to be free food, music, entertainment. There's going to be church people there, social service agencies, and all sorts of people are going to be there. And now the purpose of what we're doing this is so that we can take over the park once again. And
okay.
push those people that have no business being there so that our kids, our children, can have a place where they can play and feel safe and reclaim what is rightfully ours. So we are inviting everybody from the west side and the east side to be there and just, work together as one city.
Then I thank you for that. And if you can please, before you go, let us know again the date, the time, and how can people contact you for more info?
Yes. The date is, once again, Thursday, September 5th, from 5 in the afternoon to 9 o'clock at night. You can contact me if you want. It is, my phone number is 216-399-5676. That's 216-399-5676. We would love a delegation from the east side to be there as well. And maybe, Mr. R, since you are such a phenomenal Christian hip-hop singer, maybe you can come and you can sing a few of those hip-hop songs for us as well. and join the festivities.
Then I'll tell you what, since you asked, I definitely plan on being there, creator willing, and thank you again so much for calling in. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you. Take care. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow. That's a blessing to have that type of phone call come through. What I will do is take the time to let people know before we get into anything else that Tanya Carmichael and Nancy Cobbs were two of 11 women that Anthony Sowell killed, murdered on Imperial Avenue. Danita Carmichael and Kiana Cobbs tried to file missing persons reports, but the Cleveland Police Department told them to wait till they came home or the drugs ran out. Now, they filed a lawsuit against the CPD, and a federal judge deemed it frivolous. Now, since it's their legal right, they are appealing. But while they're appealing the decision, the city of Cleveland has threatened to take legal action should they continue their constitutional rights and continue to appeal. So that really does bear to be watched. I also wanted to let people know that the past Wednesday of last week, fortunately, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Don Bryant, myself, were at City Hall to stop ordinance number 845-13 that would give the Cleveland Clinic Police full police authority and power, just like the Cleveland Police Department while on duty and in uniform, on the Greater Regional Transit Authority, Healthline corridor buses, and platforms. Now, my thing about this is this. They say that it's there because you have a lot of employees, and Cleveland Clinic is basically the largest nonprofit and probably the largest hiring corporation in the area, but not all of their employees use the Healthline corridor or buses to and from work. Now, the Cleveland Clinic Police already can stop you for traffic tickets, but now they want to have not only misdemeanor ticket writing capabilities, but felony ticket writing. And the thing is, if this was just for safety, but you have to look at it, they only want to ride during peak hours, which means the most hours when you have a lot of our youth on there. And my thing is, it's mainly on the east side. And I want to throw that out there and let people know that since Cleveland Clinic Police have already been known to break down doors in that whole area around Cleveland Clinic, this is my feeling right now. Attorney General Mike DeWine said that our police department has systemic failure. He said that. And isn't it proof that you have systemic failure when you have to get out there and go to another police department to give them full authority to handle what you apparently can't handle on your own? That's one thing to look at. Another thing to look at is I'm not against people being given a ticket or what have you for trying to get a free ride. I feel everybody should have to pay their fair share on the buses and rapids. But it's very interesting that on the red line, and on the health line, it's going up and down a predominantly urban neighborhood and to a point, maybe up to West 65th or what have you. You have a lot of, on the most poverty-stricken areas, you have the RTA police searching to make sure that people are doing the honor system and paying as they go when they could make people pay when they're getting on. And don't give me that about fast service, because over on the green line and the blue line, Shaker, further up Van Aken, you have to pay as you're getting on. For the most part, when you get off, you have to pay. That's something that needs to be looked at very fairly. You do have to pay when you ride those bus line systems. Not only do you have to pay, but those double-decker buses like the Healthline, where they are wasting a lot of security force to check tickets already, it's mighty funny that on peak hours, you have the 26 that goes all the way up and down Detroit. You have the 22 that becomes double-decker buses during peak hours, morning and evening, during weekdays, Mondays through Fridays. And you have to pay getting on the front. But I feel like this, everybody should get their fair share. And when it comes down to giving the police department, like I said, Cleveland Clinic Police Department, that extra authority, you go from the systemic failure, you go by a few other things that lets you know that this is something that should not and does not need to be happening in our area. So what I'll do is come right back shortly after I play this next track to that 216-772 phone number right after we get to this track. We'll be right back.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison systems. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy freaky cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beat?
Where's the beat?
Of course, got a chance to put that on. And simply put, because of course, that Swish Fam GBS Entertainment live concert and Where's the Beef, the sequel release party at the Foundry, which can be seen as Lawrence Crabb's photos on Google. That's Lawrence Crafts Photos on Google. Also, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Profile picture is the sheriff's hat. You can go to Lawrence the Picture Man Crafts or Eric Robinson or even Brett Miles. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know that before we got to the concert, Hood Tunes Radio was live in the studio as we prepared to leave, and we had live interviews with Connie Sun, B Swish, D187, Dirty Red, Wood, Destined for Stacks, and many more were interviewed live. As a matter of fact, when we rolled in the club so deep that it also included, of course, the Pitcher Man was already there. You had Poison Ivy, Nephew, and many more. And it was nice to see Karma Delane also stopping by. So that was like a real nice outing for the whole family from Hood Tunes Radio that was there for the live interview part and everything else. That was like beautiful right there. I want to also just call some people's attention to something else that happened recently. Just see if you can help me follow through with this one and make a little bit of sense on this with a little bit of time that we have. 10 years ago, Derek Hudson, now 35 years old. Now, about 10 years ago, he was put in prison for killing Kenya Pierce, then boyfriend. Now, this year, Derek Hudson was paroled. Now, let's follow me on this one. He apparently moved in with Kenya Pierce, also 35. Follow me. He pulled in. He moved in with her to the, of course, 12400, block of Chesterfield Avenue. Now, Kenya Pierce was apparently renting from Derek Hudson's uncle and aunt. Still follow me on this one. Derek Hudson and Kenya Pierce got into an argument. Apparently, early Saturday, got into an argument. When Derek's uncle and aunt came upstairs to intervene, he shot his uncle in the chest and aunt in the leg. Now, follow me on this one. Both of them were taken to Metro. Nobody died, fortunately. But then that's nobody died from Uncle Aunt. But then Derek Hudson took Kenya Pierce hostage by gunpoint. Like I said, all this happened early Saturday. Now, today on West 146, he was found away from his car, bullet in his head. Yep, apparently, self-inflicted. The hostage, Kenya Pierce, was found in the car, fortunately alive. Arm badly hurt. But follow me on this one, because you have to think about decision-making. I mean, what caused her to go on and move in with the family, even though he was arrested? It had to be something deep. He had to be going with her, apparently, for her boyfriend to end up murdered by him. And for 10 years later, for her to end up moving into his people's place, and for him to come out on parole and end up staying there is something very, very, very deep in that decision. As a matter of fact, for the uncle and aunt to even allow that to go on, they're very thankful to have their lives, and so is Kenya. You have to wonder, was it her fear of him? And after all of these years, why she didn't take flight? That so-called, quote-unquote, love, sometimes we all have to reevaluate everything, and I'm very thankful that she's alive, but still, that's something that she's going to definitely have to think about. It's something that will weigh with the whole family heavenly forever, and I do keep them in mind. I pray that, they'll continue to heal up, but it's something that everybody needs to think about, your decision-making capabilities and all of that. I'm going to prepare to play a track to take us out on with that, because since she was like the woman of the hour and she was mentioned a whole lot on different things, but she was also mentioned, this next person, she was at that, of course, ordinance meeting that happened about the Cleveland Clinic Police. I also want to say, if people choose to they can, I'll tell you what, I just play this track with the time left. We'll talk about other shows and stuff like that that they can catch, be a part of, all of that type of stuff. This is something from HJS Music.
How you doing? My name is Donna Walker Brown. I'm running for Ward 10 Councilwoman. September 10th, 2013 is the primary, and that's when I need the constituents to put their trust and faith in me. Why should you trust me? Because I believe in listening to the people. I'm a people's person. I'm actually the people's candidate. I believe that the Ward 10 has a uniqueness about it. And what's unique about it is the fact that it's new now. There's a new redistricting. So what I would like to bring to the table is I'd like the abandoned houses to either board them up or let's, if we're not going to board them up, let's make it where people can, veterans can come and live in these houses. Let's fill up the potholes that are in Ward 10. Let's stop it where people are tearing their cars up because potholes, we're just plagued with them through our side streets and our main streets. Let's make it safe for the people to be able to go out and sit on their porch. Let's make it where our elderly people, they begin to say, hey, I love my home that I bought over 20, 30 years ago. Let's make it where the youth, they have outlets, activities, where violence is at the very back of their list priority as far as committing a violence, a crime. Let's put it where our young people, they have activities. Let's bring some jobs, some economical development to Ward 10. Right now we have a lakefront view that is possibly one of the best in the nation. So let's use that lakefront view. Since we have a lot of development going on downtown, there's no parking downtown. So Ward 10 actually has areas where we can use water taxis and transport people downtown, and you wouldn't have to worry about that. Also, let's focus in on people who come to Ward 10, visit Ward 10, people who have left Ward 10. The bottom of the line, let's try to put a candidate in office that can bring people back. Population has been going down in Ward 10, and that's a problem. That's how with every 4 years we have to go from 21 to 19 to 17 council people. Let's increase the population in Ward 10, and it starts by making anyone who comes to Ward 10, be it for a community meeting or you're just driving through, we have to welcome you. I want to be the type of council person that, no, I wouldn't snatch a mic from you. What I would do is I would encourage you to come to Ward 10's meeting just to find out what we're doing, because we are the next generation as far as Ward 10, and what are we going to leave you with? Something that lasts, as it makes possibly makes you want to come to Ward 10 to live. The bottom of the line, you have to trust someone, and I would like for you to trust me on September 10th and put me in office. I'm a single mom. I can relate to the people in Ward 10 because I grew up in Ward 10. I graduated from Collinwood. I'm actually a product of Ward 10. I'm the only candidate on the ballot that lives in Ward 10. I don't have to move to 10 because I live in 10. And I think that's a big something right there that you should think about when you're making your decision to vote for a candidate. I want you to be able to call me up at any time and let me know what's going on. You're my eyes and my ears. I can't do it alone. I have to do it with the people. Also, you can contact me, Donna Walker Brown, at 216-712-0362, or you can go on YouTube, www.youtube.com/CMST Blues 1, and get in contact with me. Look at some of the things that I've done. Once again, your next Donna Walker Brown.
You know, could have even been, and that's a shame. There's reports that he was shot himself on the inside of the vehicle, but that was still devastating in itself. I just want to thank everybody who tuned in this week. We look forward to catching you all throughout the week on other programs. Please stay blessed, stay safe. Hey, look at some of the Facebook pages to see what else is going on. Leave you with this little bit of course, for the good times. Stay blessed. Stay up. Al Porter, man in the streets.